are listening to this through shared DNA, shared Jewish DNA. What has been your experience out there in the hinterlands, whether it's Cleveland or Cincinnati, talking to non-Jewish people without an immigrant background, and how has it gone over? What is their response to your story? I realize it's a human story, but what is your response? What is their response to this?
Well, the book's had an overwhelming response from non-Jewish audiences. I mean, some of the strongest response. I've done radio. I've done Christian radio. I've done everything. It's a lot. Because you know what? It is a human story.
That's it.
You know, everyone has a family. Every family has secrets. Every family wants to understand itself. And I really think, and that's not just a line, I really think it's behind. Look, this book is in its 13th printing in 6 months, and that's not just Jewish people buying that book. It's a lot of... This is my editor called me last week. He said, we went into our 13th printing. I said, do 14, just do two copies. You know, and I've had a very strong response. And, there are Jews in the hinterlands, too. And in fact, the best, traditionally, the best place to do a JCC appearance is in Detroit. They have a fabulous thing there. But I know what you mean, and it's been overwhelming. I had a woman stand up. Somebody asked a similar question at a reading I was doing on Long Island, which is my homeland, and somebody said, and a woman stood up on the other side of the room. She said, I'm Roman Catholic, and I'm telling you all, you don't have to be Jewish to love this book. I thought, you can't pay for that kind of advertising. So, I mean, obviously, it's going to have a certain resonance for us, because it adds those particulars. But I think the thing that gets to people is this family thing, and I think that's a universal thing.
We're about, 125 generations removed from the Exodus in Egypt, and we're told about how to commemorate that. What would you suggest be a way that we can help the 125th generation from us commemorate the Holocaust?
In the chavrusas, you should put more nuts. It's funny because we were literally just talking about that. That's a really great question, actually, because I was saying to David before we started that, you know, because this just happened, essentially, 60 years is nothing in the history of the world, it feels so urgent to us. We're so anxious that everything be preserved, recorded, dated, witnessed, you know, everything. But inevitably, over time, the story has to be streamlined, the details get lost, the symbolic value of the narrative takes precedence over the actual narratives, the many different narratives. And, you know, I was saying to David before, 2,000 years from now, because people always say, well, what do I think the history of the story of the Holocaust, like my story, look, this is 500 pages and it's the stories of six people, right? In fact, I have to say parenthetically that when I handed the manuscript to my father, he read it, and he said, now take this, and it was the manuscript, of course, it's 1,000 pages for a 500-page book. He said, now take this and make 1,000,000 copies of it. And he said, and that's not even the beginning, right? But those stories are all going to be eroded, right? Think of all the individuals who were slaves in Egypt, the ones with pretty legs, the ones we'll never know, that we don't know anything about except a few stories, right? And I think I don't have to tell those people anything, because the story will come to them organically the way I think it will, because there are people like us who will be invested in making the tradition have certain elements, right? And that, you know, my book is, I think, more than anything about storytelling, about how stories get passed on. And I think just naturally, the story of the Holocaust is, look, it's already becoming a yearly commemoration for many people, something you think about once a year, right? And it's not even 60 years later, or it's just 60 years later. And I think it's just going to naturally happen. That this is going to take a shape. It's going to be ritualized, which is the great preserving fluid of memory, right? Ritual. And it will have a shape. And there may be a meal that you sit down to once a year, and you tell a story, and everyone tells this part. Somebody tells about the Jews of Hungary, and somebody tells about the Jews of Poland, and somebody tells about the Danish rescuers, and maybe that's how it'll be, and that's fine, you know, because the people in the present have to have room to live in the present, and you can't have the whole past occupying the present. That's unnatural. So I think it will happen naturally.
We have time for one more question. Go ahead.
I do what?
You don't
look like Arthur Schmidt.
I can tell you're not related to me.
Go ahead, Lisa. I just want to say, since Lisa Silverman is our librarian who is asking this question, as the young people are coming in, that she's doing a book group and on the loss. When
Thursday night
at 7:30.
7:30 in the library.
Quick answer.
Question is, you didn't speak about your discussions of Genesis and your biblical exegesis that you did throughout the book, which I thought was fascinating, and I'd be interested in your comments on that part of it.
Well, I mean, in short, I just thought I got into it because of Matt, actually, because I was having trouble writing about sibling problems. So I turned to the Cain and Abel story because I thought maybe it would be interesting to have in mind while I wrote about it. And I became so interested in the Cain and Abel story that I just put it in the book. And I just thought those moments in the book where I'm reflecting on Genesis are moments where there are obviously parallel themes to things that are happening in my story, but allows the reader to breathe a little outside of my story, which is very intense, very painful. So it's a kind of framework. It's a Jewish scriptural framework for thinking about issues of creation, annihilation, wandering, betrayal, all of the issues that are part of the story of my relatives, actually. That's the short answer.